Chairs No Waiting, episode number 563, listener feedback. Wow. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Head over to Weavers and check it out. You can get you a barbershop hairstyles print. That's right, just like hanging on Floyd's wall, except it's got a little slight difference to it. So it's not just like it, but it's really cool. You'll like it. You might also want to pick up some of the Mayberry's finest hickory smoked bacon. That's right. It's something you might enjoy. Head over to Weaver's Department Store and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 563 is Adrian Ramey. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is always great to spend time in Mayberry with you. Here we are. This is the very first episode of 2020. I'm sure I will say that wrong in the next several days. So I hope you guys had an opportunity to look at the last few episodes that came out during the holidays. And those of you that may be new, welcome to the podcast. Last week's episode was all about the top 10 episodes or top 20 episodes of the podcast, both in video and audio format. So if you'd like to go back and check out some of the best, well, most listened to, most watched episodes of 2019, that podcast was for you to help you be able to just pick through all that was there and pick out the hopefully the gems of the show. If there are gems, we'll take them. Gems or Allens or whoever it happens to be. So this week, we're going to be talking, getting some listener feedback. We're going to be talking a little bit about Mayberry Man, the movie. Yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit. And we're going to hear from Randy Turner. So let's kick this thing off because we got some nice feedback emails. And the first one I want to pay you is from, well, I'll let you hear from who it's from. So take it away.
Hi, Alan. It's Miss Ellie's boy, Peter Ackerman, son of Eleanor Donahue. And thank you for the Christmas episode. I just loved the spirit of the whole thing and was happily surprised, but not really surprised. I thought you'd play my mom singing Away in a Manger. And I got to hear it as I was driving in the direction of my church this morning. I am an Episcopal priest, and it was just lovely to hear as I gear up for the season. So Merry Christmas to you and the listeners, and Happy New Year to us all.
All right. Bye. Hey, Peter, thank you so much. I'm so glad you enjoyed that. He called last year and mentioned this, so it's always so great to hear from Peter. Now, he is Miss Ellie's son, Eleanor Donahue. That's his son as a pastor there. Thank you again so much. It's always so fun to hear from people from the show or people that are connected to the show or their parents were connected or relatives. It's just, it's so nice for me because I know people are out there listening and it's just fine. That's, I guess, thank you. I just want to thank you and your mom for singing for us. That was right. She was awesome. She sang for us. I guess you didn't sing for us, but if you'd like to call and sing, I'll be glad to take a recording. So let's hear now from Gary Page. He's in our chat room as JPJ, Johnny Paul Jason. Let's hear from Gary.
Say, Alan, Gary Page giving you a honk, old buddy. Better known as Johnny Paul Jason. Haven't been on a podcast in a while. Got busy on Monday nights, but I sure liked watching you again on Facebook. You know how we like at this time of year to watch the beautiful Andy Griffith Christmas special. I was fortunate enough to get the colorized version on DVD, and I love to watch it. It's my third favorite. And, of course, we study these things, and every now and then we'll find a continuity error. Oh, it's been a couple of years ago. I called in and said the American flag disappeared from the courthouse when Ben looks through the window or through the bars, and the flag has been missing. Well, I found another one. It's a small one, but it may be just a little bit worth mentioning. At the very end, a very touching scene, when Aunt Bee is handed the basket for sewing. She says, hey, Ben. She brings him a plate of food. On that plate, it appears to be some celery hanging off the side of the plate. The very next scene, Ellie walks up to Ben with a little cup of eggnog. Watch the plate carefully. It disappears. Yes. the celery is no longer there. Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope to talk to you again soon. Stay blessed. Google Fife, Emmett Clark, Lydia, Jessica, Miss Mayberry, and everybody else. Henry Bennett, have a great Christmas, and I hope to get back in the chat room real soon. God bless you real good. This is Johnny Paul Jason saying, have a great Mayberry Day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Johnny Paul. Hey, this is it's Gary Page. Thank you, Gary. That's really nice. Now, if you're watching the video version of the podcast, you can definitely see the celery he's talking about. At first, I thought it was just the something to do with the Christmas tree. But when you look really close, because I zoomed in on it, you can actually see that it's in front of Miss Ellie's dress sleeve, the sleeve of her dress. So you can actually see the celery there. And then in the next scene, when they cut it, Ben is holding the plate and the eggnog cup, and it's clearly not there. So good eye, Johnny Paul Jason. Good job. That was a very good catch. I'd never seen that, and I don't know that I would have. You know, that's the scholar of the man there watching that. So thanks for another little thing to watch for when we watch episode of the Andy Griffith Show, The Christmas Story. So there you go. Thank you. So this last voicemail I got is probably, now I enjoy getting from the cast members, family, and I love the folks in the chat room. Like Gary mentioned a bunch of them. And of course, Gary, but this one, I hope you'll all agree with me, is just a little bit special. So let's hear from this. This is Emery. Let's hear from her.
Hi, Floyd. I love your podcast, and I love the Andy Griffith Show. And my name's Emery, and I'm 5 years old. And goodbye. Bye-bye.
I love it. And I may have to play that again in just a minute. I love Emery. Thank you so much for calling me. That was amazing. This is a daughter of Joey. It's in our chat room. And she called in and she forgot to tell me that she likes it when Ernest T. Bass throws rocks. But she left it out of her call, but she forgot to tell me that. So he wrote me and made sure I know. So thank you, Emery. Call anytime. That was exciting. I got to hear it again. So you guys are just going to suffer through it, but this is so nice.
Hi, Floyd. I love your podcast, and I love the Andy Griffith Show. And my name's Emery, and I'm 5 years old. And goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. You just made my heart smile. Thank you. Oh, that was a good one. So thank you, Emery, for calling in. Wow. I appreciate hearing from you guys. It's always fun. Hope you have enjoyed the stuff I did over Christmas, the Christmas episode. The Christmas episode ended up being ranked as one of our top 20 episodes of the entire year, so far as the number of people who actually downloaded it or watched it. That's very nice. So thank you for that. Now we're also going to talk about, before we get to Randy Turner, some of you guys may have known or may know that there's a new movie coming out that's called Mayberry Man. Well, it's not coming out. It's being made. It's about to be made. Now, Mayberry Man is a movie that's being made by, let's just hear from the Mayberry Man folks themselves. So Court, take it away. Well, I thought Court was taking it away. Oh, wrong one. Here it is.
Have you noticed these cool Mayberry citizen badges showing up on Facebook? Well, those are not from Facebook. They're from Mayberry Man, and I'm going to tell you how to get your own badge. Hi, I'm Court Howell, and I'm one of the producers of Mayberry Man. And in case you're not familiar with Mayberry Man, this is a new original movie that we're producing, and it's not backed by Hollywood. This is actually a project that's being crowdfunded. We are partnering with the fans of The Andy Griffith Show to make this movie and bring it to life. And we will be using a website called Kickstarter, and we will be launching our Kickstarter on January 15th. So now, what does it mean when you see these badges up here? That means that person has signed up to be one of our team members, an official team member So on January 15th, as a team member, you get a link that you can then share with your friends, family, on your social media. And when people use your link to make a contribution, you earn points that will earn you more badges. So you'll start as a citizen, and then you can work your way up to Moonshiner, to the band, to the choir, then you can get elected to town council and mayor and eventually deputy and even sheriff of Mayberry. So this is a way for you to share your enthusiasm for the project, and it's just another fun way we can get everyone involved. And if you happen to see one of these little gold stars on the badge, that means that person is also a team leader. So they're available to answer questions and help out however they can. So if you want to join our team and become an official team member, just sign up at supportmayberryman.com/join, or you can click the link that's in this post, or maybe there's even a button you can click. Thanks for being a part of Mayberry and supporting Mayberry Man Movie, and we will see you soon.
Ah, thank you, Court. And wow, the Mayberry Man movie is coming soon. So they're going to have the kickoff on January the 15th. Okay, so now what's the kickoff? So they're doing a Kickstarter fundraising campaign. Before we get to that, let me explain to you, if you didn't see the video version of the show, he's talking about the little badge that you see. People on Facebook, in their profile picture, they're getting this little graphic that goes on there that looks like a couple of trees and Andy and Opie walking. You'll see those. And then there's one that's a moonshiner, Mayberry Moonshiner. It says Mayberry Citizen on the one with the trees. Then Mayberry Moonshiner, which I think is funny, is the second level you can get to. Otis is really interested in that one. And then each level, you get a different little graphic that you can put on your Facebook profile page and help spread the word about the new movie. Now, just so you know what the movie's about, okay? So the Mayberry Man movie is about, it says it's about an arrogant movie star that's busted for speeding in a small town, small southern town, and is sentenced by the judge to attend Mayberry Fest, which is a festival celebrating the Andy Griffith Show. They didn't end up using the name Mayberry Days or any other event because they want it to be kind of a generic Mayberry Festival. Okay, so that's what they're pushing for, rather than having it be, Mayberry Days only. So it's called. He was sentenced to go to Mayberry Fest. This actor, this arrogant movie star, and he was immersed in this modern day Mayberry. So he gets immersed with all these different characters, Barney and Floyd and Otis and all the different characters that you see if you go to Mayberry Days or Mayberry in the Midwest, and he discovers the true meaning of friendship and family. So that's what the movie is a little bit about. So if you'd like to be a part of that, definitely go over to supportmayberryman.com/join, and you can join it to be a team member and help try to raise money. Now, what they're doing, I don't want this to be a commercial, but I'm excited about it. Well, okay, let's be honest. I'm excited about it because, first off, I want to see this movie. I think it'll be a really neat movie, but I'm also going to get to be in the movie. So if you'd like to help support me, help make this movie happen so you can see me in a movie and watch how terrible I do, because you've seen sometimes on the podcast, folks that come to the live one, that I do make mistakes from time to time, but maybe they'll make me look good. Anyway, I'm going to get to be playing Floyd the Barber in this movie. So I'm excited about it. There's a lot of other people that are cast members that have agreed to be a part of this movie. So I'm excited because you got Betty Lynn, that's Thelma Lou, Clint Howard, Leon. You got Maggie Peterson, of course, that's Charlene Darling. Keith Thibodeau, Johnny Paul Jason, he's going to be in the movie, be part of the movie. Ronnie Schell, Duke Slater, we talk about Ronnie all the time. He's going to be a part. George Lindsay Jr., the son of George Lindsay, will be in the movie. Karen Knotts, of course, Don's daughter. And Dixie Griffith, that's Andy's daughter, are also going to be in the movie. And I'm going to get to be a part of this movie. So I'm excited about it. And anyway, so let me tell you just a little bit, because these are things you might want to be a part of. Okay. So coming up in, on the 15th of January, you're going to have two different options. you're going to be able to go either to Mount Airy or Danville. So in Mount Airy, North Carolina, on the 15th of January, if you're in that area and like to be a part of this, just the kickoff, this, you don't have to do this to be able to support the movie. But if you'd like to be there, they're going to be having an event from 5:30 to 9 o'clock PM in the evening at the Loaded Goat there in Mount Airy. And they're going to have things going on there. They got a band that'll be playing. All the details and stuff, you can get them from me if you don't have them. But basically at the Loaded Goat, and you can just be a part of the fun of kicking this movie off. And Mayberry fans are going to be pledging their support to try to keep this movie going. So there's going to be an event at the Loaded Goat in Mount Airy. And if you're not in that area, if you're in the Danville, Indiana area where Mayberry Cafe is, that same day, the 15th of January, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., they're going to be having a kickoff there. And they're going to be tribute artists there, portraying things from the Andy Griffith Show. All those kind of things are going to be going on in both of these places. So if you live near them, it'd be a fun evening to go over there and eat and just spend some time with other Mayberry fans. Hopefully there'll be big crowds in both locations just to visit and talk. Now, I don't think this is an event that you necessarily have to travel all the way across the country to go and be a part of. But if you live anywhere near those areas and like to go in, and if you're going to be supporting the movie or want to support the movie and would like to see other fans, this ought to be a lot of fun. Now, either way, whether you can go there or not, there's going to be a Kickstarter campaign that's coming up where you'll be able to, on the 15th of January, start being able to support the movie. Okay, so it's an all or nothing type thing. So we've got to raise enough money. I don't know what the goal they have to raise, but we got to try to raise enough, and so that they will actually be able to make this movie. And they have, and you don't have to give a lot of money. You know, $5, $10. If you give at the $10 level, you're at the Ernest T. Bass level. they've made this pretty fun, and you get some rewards for that. If you're at the $20 level, you're Charlene level. Briscoe is $50. If you get all the way up to $150, you're at the Floyd level. I shouldn't have skipped Otis. Otis is the $100 level. But at the Floyd level, here's some of the things you get. You get a custom voicemail created by me for your phone. So you'll be, how do it? It's Floyd. Yeah, Floyd. Yeah, they're not home right now. Something like that. And you also get two limited edition Mayberry Man or Mayberry Woman t-shirts. You can get either, autographed by the director. You get a DVD of the movie signed by the director. You can also download it digitally. That's included. So this is for $150 toward the show. You get a DVD. You get two shirts. You get a voicemail answer from Floyd, from me. You get a pre-release online screening, so you get to see it before it's actually released. Even before you can download it, you'll be able to watch it, and you'll have your name in the closing credits with a special thank you. Each level has different rewards. So anyway, I'm pretty excited about this. I think it's really fun. Court and Stark, now you do know that's sort of doing it, right? Court Howell, Stark Howell, all those guys, they're the sons. Stark and Court are the sons of Dud himself, Hoke Howell, and Stark wrote it and he's directing it, and Court is the producer. And then of course Greg Schell has been extremely involved. He's also a producer and is helping get everything going. So all right, that's enough salesmanship. I'm not meaning to sell this, but it's coming up really soon, because as I record this is the 6th of January, so we just got a few more days here to get everything going. Be thinking about if you want to give just a little bit, even if it's $1 or $4 or $5 toward the movie. If everybody gives a little bit, they'll be able to make this movie and make it happen. We're going to see scenes that are both in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and Danville, Indiana. They're going to be filmed there, and they're also filming out in California as well. So this could be a lot of fun for everybody, fans and more. So we're all big fans. And it'd be neat to see a real movie made. It's not a Mayberry. It's not the Andy Griffith Show, but that's what it's about. It's an actor that gets sentenced to go to a Mayberry event and realizes, you know, there's more to life than he thought, that, you know, he understands what friends and family really mean. And wow, isn't that kind of what Mayberry is? Anyway, I'm pretty excited about it. I hope you are. Let's go on now and hear from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
As I said last year, for my first 3 years contributing these reports to the podcast, I have generally devoted each one to a specific person or event that literally occurred the week of the scheduled podcast. Some weeks this is still really easy, but after 3 years, some weeks I am running short on birthdays. Add to that that I always skip the Halloween and Christmas episodes due to their special nature, resulting in my not ever covering those weeks. And finally, for the first half dozen reports I did back in 2017, I devoted only a single paragraph to the subjects. And it took another half dozen weeks before the reports lengthened to the more in-depth reports they are today. So, as I said earlier, I have decided that beginning this year, I will not always follow this pattern, giving myself permission to share information that doesn't relate to a particular week, or sometimes discussing something other than actors who appeared on the show. That being said, this week I am still following that old self-imposed rule. Let's discuss a man who is sometimes credited as one of the creators of the Andy Griffith Show, Arthur Stander. Arthur, who often went by the nickname Artie, was born on January the 7th, 1917 in the Bronx in New York City. Information about his early life is not readily ascertainable, but he began writing for radio during its golden age when he was only 25 years old. He first wrote for a military variety show called Over Here in 1942. Artie did not stay in the field at that time, but 5.5 years later returned to radio and became a frequent script contributor to the series Joan Davis Time. But Artie's big break came when he joined the writing staff the following year of the popular radio show Baby Snooks. The long-running show was created by and starred Fanny Bryce, the actress and comedian who was later portrayed by Barbra Streisand on Broadway in the musical Funny Girl, and then in the film version and its sequel, Funny Lady. Baby Snooks had been running since 1936, and did not go off the air until 1951. At first, Artie only wrote for the comedy, but he later produced and directed the show as well. By the way, during the 1944-1945 season before Artie was involved, Danny Thomas was a cast member, playing Jerry Dingle, a daydreaming postman. Artie made his first foray into television with his writing debut in 1951 of an episode of the Colgate Comedy Hour. The following year, Artie returned to radio to write for the comedy series Life with Luigi. But he also still wrote for television, writing another episode of the Colgate Comedy Hour, as well as All-Star Review, before writing for the comedy series I Married Joan. When Red Skelton switched television networks to NBC in 1953, he hired an all-new writing staff for his show of four writers, one of which was Artie. Artie wrote for the season and then joined the writing staff of another incredibly popular, though now problematic, radio series, Amos and Andy. The radio version starred two white men speaking in an exaggerated black dialect, but at the time, the show was extremely popular, incredibly running from 1928 to 1960. Artie was there at the end of the show, writing for the series from 1954 through the show's end in 1960. Artie worked under Amos and Andy's head writer, Bob Ross, who years later would replace Aaron Rubin when Rubin left the Andy Griffith Show to produce the spinoff he'd created, Gomer Pyle USMC. First, though, Bob Ross wrote five episodes during the black and white years of the Andy Griffith Show, and then took over for Aaron Rubin to become the story consultant and producer for the three color seasons. Ross also created and served as producer of the spinoff, Mayberry RFD. While Artie was writing in radio for Amos and Andy, he again wrote for television on the Jimmy Durante Show during the 1954 to 1955 season. Artie's career had clearly already been filled with an impressive number of successes, but he still had more ahead, especially in Mayberry, as we will discuss next week. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy, once again for that great report. Wow, every time it's great. If you want to make sure you don't miss any of the wonderful things that Randy's doing in and around Mayberry, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you don't miss out on anything. That's right. So, Randy's reports are always great, and we'll excuse whether it's this week in Mayberry history or not, birthdays and things, because what he provides us is always amazing. I really appreciate it. So, Randy, thanks for all your hard work and putting together your reports. And thank you guys for being here with me and the podcast. It's always fun to be here with you as we go through Andy Griffith Show discussions and talk about movies that are coming up. Another great movie that should be coming up soon, because I was told he's starting to submit them to film festivals, is The Mayberry Effect. Now, some of you guys may remember that. The Mayberry Effect is by Chris Hudson, and he is submitting that to different film festivals. And I should be in that as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. He did a version for his dissertation in college to get his degree, to get his film degree. And now he's been working on it to try to finish it up and get it going completely. We've talked about it here on the podcast. Maybe I'll try to get Chris in here as well. So we should have a lot of fun Mayberry stuff coming up in the next year or two here, because we can have the Mayberry Effect documentary, hopefully this coming year, which is in 2020, and maybe the Mayberry Man movie the year right after that. Wow, would that not be cool if we can get that done and have two Mayberry things in 2 years? Wow, I'd love it. Something new, something fun to see for us all as Mayberry fans. Well, folks, I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope I've given you a little bit to think about and some stuff that you might enjoy being part of and supporting. And if nothing else, you got to hear a great voicemail.
Hi, Fred. I love your podcast, and I love the Andy Griffith Show.
I love her. Thank you, Emery, and thank you all for coming and being part of the podcast tonight. I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415, or you can just email me at floyd@imayberry.com. And I love to hear your voice, because we wouldn't have got to hear Emery if I was just going, "Hey, Floyd, I love you." It's very special hearing from you. So thank you again, everybody, and Happy New Year. And we will see you next time right here on Two Chairs, No Way. Good night, everybody.